It begins Simen Nun Aleph, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Klalim B'Bracha Achroinim. Sif Aleph, Al Peres Ilan, Chutz M'Shivas Inam, on fruits, except for the Shivas Haminim, V'Kol Peres Ha'adam V'Rakas, and all vegetables, anything that grows from the ground, V'Kol Dover She'en Gedul Ma'aretz, or something that doesn't grow from the ground, V'Varach L'Achrayim Bari Nefashas V'Chulei, the Bracha Achroinim is Bari Nefashas. But feel ocha v'shasa, if somebody ate and drank, nifta b'bracha achas, he could be yotze with one bracha. If somebody made on a fruit the bracha of Allah eats, even though he didn't eat from the pears of the shivas haminim, the halacha is b'di'eved, he could be yotze with that bracha. And certainly if it was not he who made the bracha, but rather somebody who indeed had to make Allah eats, made the Allah Eitz, and that's how he was going to fulfill his obligation of a bracha achroina, it's acceptable by the Evid. Sipes, bracha achroina, v'chein, birchas hamazon, anytime we make a bracha achroina, or bench, eim v'varcha melmaken och kashir, you have to eat a shir in order to make a bracha achroina, dahinu kazayis. Aval, apachas mekashir, if you ate apachas mekashir, ain't tzarch bracha achroina, no bracha achroina is required. Unless the halacha would be that if you ate less than a shear and then you didn't have a mind to eat anymore, so you didn't have to make a bracha achroina, and then you decided to eat, so you make a new bracha rishoina, and then you ate the shear, those two eatings, as long as they're within the proper kedei achilas pras that we're going to discuss in our simon, then you can make a bracha achroina. B'amashkin yesh oimer nein chai b'bracha achroina. When it comes to beverages, there are those that suggest that there's no chi bracha achroina, elm keim shas revius, unless you drink revius. V'yeshem degam amashkin, that even by beverages, im shasa kazayis, the shir is kazayis, that's when you chai b'bracha achroina. V'kein lotzis m'day soif feika, in order to avoid any question, yesh lizar loish lishtas el pox m'kazayis revius, not to drink less, only less than a kazayis or revius, v'ein chilek. And there is no difference between yain sraf, whether it's an alcoholic beverage, l'sham mashkim, or other beverages. Sif gimel, davashu kapriyosei, something which is whole. Dina egezech, one walnut, or shapri, or other fruits, or filo kidney is achas, or just one bean, one small fish. Afapish ain by kazayas, even though they don't equal the size of a kazayas, since it's a whole fruit, you make a bracha achroinim. There are those that disagree. And therefore, to avoid any question, one shouldn't eat less than a kazayis. If the thing is not whole before you ate it, it's no longer considered a barrier. And therefore, in that situation, you would not make a bracha achroina when it's less than a kazayis. A fruit that has a pit, once the pit is removed, even though the pit is not eaten, it's not considered a barrier. That's the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Gra. The Magen Avraham, however, says that if the pit is not edible, if you ate the entire fruit, then they ate the entire edible part of the fruit, it's considered that you ate a berry. As far as the peel, if it's a peel that's normally or could be eaten with the fruit, you have to eat the peel to be considered that you ate a berry. But if it's not an edible peel, the peel is not considered, doesn't diminish that it should be considered a berry if you ate the whole fruit without the peel. Sif dalad. Kaloichlim and starfel kazayis. All different types of food could combine for the shir kazayis. Therefore, v'moch kazayis m'davah shivachon akra bari nefashis rabbis. You ate a chatzi zayis of something that the bracha achron is bari nefashis. U'kechatzi zayis m'davah shivachon lach bari nefashis. And another food you ate a chatzi zayis, which the bracha achrona is me'ein shalosh. I feel kazayis, chatzi zayis pas, or half a kazayis of bread. But since you only ate a chatzi kazayis of the bread with a half kazayis of the bari nefashis, then the bracha lachreim is bari nefashis rabim. Nearly, the huadin, and Malchik Chazayis passed Meshavarchim Leich Reim Al Eitz. We had a Chatz Chazayis of a fruit that the Brach Reino is Al Eitz. Ukechatzi Zayis from Meshavarchim Lev Al Amichya. And then you had a Chatz Chazayis of a food that Brach Reino is Al Amichya. Ukechatzi Zayis pass, or you had a half Chazayis of pass. The hashta enkun shum min bracha chroinish like barin nefashis. So you didn't eat any food that has barin nefashis as the bracha chroinah. But come makim in this situation, says the Kitcha Shulchan Aruch, mevarach lachrein barin nefashis, here because the appropriate bracha cannot be recited, but you did eat the proper amount of food, make a barin nefashis. V'mocha chatzich zayis min shavarchim lachrein v'al amichya. If you ate a chatzich zayis of a food that's alamichya, kachatzi zayis pass, and a half a kazayis a pass, so here you would make varach lachrem alamichya, v'shtiyah and achila, and eating and drinking, aim and starf and don't combine. And therefore, somebody ate soup that has in it whole pieces, vegetables, etc., and they have the liquid and the vegetables don't combine, unless you ate a kazayis of food, b'kdei achilas pras, or you had a revius of the liquid, but they can't combine. And even if you ate them on one spoon, and you ate the liquid by eating it by a spoon, so maybe that would be considered eating, not drinking. The halacha still is, since it's liquid, it doesn't make a difference that you ate the liquid through a spoon versus drinking it, it's still considered a mashka, a liquid, and mashka and a oichel do not combine. Sif hey, och chazat kazais, somebody had a chatz kazais, v'shav v'chaz v'och chatz kazais, and then he waited, and then he ate the other half of kazais, im etchilas ha'chil rishoyna, at soif ha'chlila, if from when you began to eat till the end you ate, lo yoyser, yizman yoyser, it didn't take longer, kiim kedei achilas pras, the two achilas combine, and you can make a bracha achrona. Avam shah yoyser, if what you ate took longer than kedei achilas pras, aim at starfim, they don't combine. Ubishtia, and when it comes to drinking, afilu shah pachsmize, even if it took more time, aim at starfim, they don't combine. What is the shear of kedei achilas pras? There are many different opinions amongst the paiskim, anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. I think most paiskim are of the opinion that the shear should be 5 minutes. That's what I heard from my Rebbe, Reb Tovia Goldstein, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. And most paiskim say that it's somewhere between four, it should be considered somewhere between 4 to 5 minutes. When the halacha is by shtia, that it should be bebas, the shear is a smaller shear. It seems that many paiskim don't even apply a shear to drinking. Rather, when they discuss drinking, they say the way we should identify the shear is that you will have to have drunk that entire amount in the shear without any interruption. That whatever the shear is, or kazayas or revius, has to be consumed in one time without any interruption. As soon as there's any interruption, it's not considered that you drank it in a way that you can make a bracha achrayna. Sif vav, shosa maskum sham, if somebody drank a hot beverage and he therefore drinks it b'mat-mat, he drinks it slowly, kigoyim tea or coffee, kimin shayna shosa b'pamachas, kishir, you didn't consume the proper shear at one time. Api shederach shtiyos bekach, even though that's the way this is, you normally drink this beverage. Become makom enim etzdarfim mekein combine ve'mevarach bracha achrona. So this is the opinion of the Kitcha Shulchan Aruch, whose opinion is that whenever we speak about beverages, you have to drink it the entire amount in one time, and therefore if you didn't drink this, you didn't drink it at one time, it cannot combine. And therefore, in order to make a bracha achrona on this kind of a drink, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, what one would need to do is wait to have, if you're drinking a hot coffee, for example, you would have to wait till you have a revius, drink your cup of coffee,
believe at the bottom of your cup a revius, and that drink that entire revius at one time in order to be able to make a bracha achrayna. For if you will not do so, you will not be able to make, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a bracha achrayna. That is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds. Not everybody agrees with the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Shar Mitzvot Ba'alacha quotes the Behetiv that mentions many Paiskim that disagree, including the Taz, the Marsham, the Chasam Sofer, the Maram Shik. And their opinion is that if you're eating, you're drinking something which is consumed typically in a slow fashion, a coffee or a glass of whiskey or anything like that, their opinion is that since that's the Derech Shtia, that's the way these beverages are consumed, there's no limitation of Kedei Chilas Pras. As long as you consumed it in the normal way of consumption, you would make a bracha achrayna. And actually, he continues to say that so would be the halacha by food, where it was speaking, for example, he says, about ice cream. And people typically eat ice cream slowly, and they don't eat it that quickly like they eat other foods. The shear that we've been discussing of Kedei Achilas Pras, he suggests would not be applicable there, and the halacha would be that even if you ate it slowly, since that's the way, as long as you ate it in the way that most people eat this food, it would be considered the situation that you should make you could still make a bracha achrayna. And again, as we said, the best advice is to leave a kezayis by food, a revius by beverages that you will eat at one time, b'chdei achilas pras, of by food and by drinking it at one time, and that will help you avoid any question. Siv Zayin, b'shivim minim shenishdavchu Eretz Yisrael, when we speak about the Zayin minim which Eretz Yisrael were blessed with, the Ksiv Eretz Chitus Oira, wheat, barley, gefen, grapes, teina, or figs, rima and pomegranates, Eretz Zay, shemen, olives, udvash, or tamarim, dates, ubasach iksiv, eretz shlevim, skenis toche by lechem, vachalta vesvat vagomer, vikimin shabalechem avur betoira. Since the Torah clearly tells us when we eat bread that the aloch is vachalta vesvat vavarachta, the cane, therefore the aloch is, alechem chamishas mina dogim, bread that's made out of five grains, shenchita, wheat, soira, barley, hamafaroshim, mekusman, vishvulashov, vishifan, oats, rye, spelt, Sheheim, Gamkein, the Chalam, Bechitos are, that are also included as the grains. Vavarchim, Achra, Berchus, Hamazon. One says Berchus, Hamazon. Shein, Sholosh, Brochus, Shlemus. Three full Brochus. Vagam, Berchus, Atoiva, Metiv. Sheniskin, Achra, Biavna, that was composed in Yavna. If one, instead of saying Berchus, Hamazon after eating bread, said Alamichia, there's a big machloikus. If Bidi Evid, you could be yotze with alamichya. What one should do under those circumstances is if he made alamichya, he should wait and wash on bread again. And after he washes on bread again, he should make a moitzi, eat the right amount, and say brichas hamazon, and it will cover everything. Or at minimum, what he should do, or what else he could do, is hear brichas hamazon from someone else who's required to say brichas hamazon, and like that he will solve the question if he could have been yotza with Berchus Hamazon or not. If neither of these two options are available, what he should do is he should say Berchus Hamazon, who should think Berchus Hamazon, be hearer, not say the words, and b'dievad that would be acceptable. The avakol she'ein lachem gomer, something which is not full-fledged bread, ela me'el mezoinus cake, that's made out of flour. Then when we speak about grape products, wine or different types of grapes, large or small, dry or moist, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates, shehem, devash, when the Torah says devash, it means dates. And the reason they're called dates, Lefisha Mem Zov Dvash, because from them flowed the honey. A kol elu and all of these mevarchim brach achrona. The proper brach achrona is brach achas main shalish. She kalelas bekitzer. It is a summary of the three brachas and the bracha tova meitiv that are all part of brachas hamazon. The halacha of brach that we say ala michya is when somebody ate a fruit from the zayin minim that isn't ripe, or he ate them shloi kederach achila. If a fruit is normally eaten, cooked, and he ate it raw, or vice versa, the fruit is normally eaten raw, and he ate it cooked. Still, in that case, the proper bracha achrona is bari nefashos. But with the eved, he should, if he said a main shalish, he's yoytza. But it's appropriate if he's not quite sure what is the proper bracha achrona and the circumstances that he's facing. He should eat a fruit where there's no question that the bracha is main shalish, and then he wouldn't have a question that he could certainly eat main shalish, even though he also ate fruits that maybe for those circumstances the bracha achrona would not be main shalish.